Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4520.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
It just has to be my mom. She's just been there for me and she's been really close to me. And she's just everything a mom can be. And even still to this day, I can just go back to her and tell her anything. So someone I can confide in.
What do you aspire to be?
To sound cliche, successful. Successful for myself, for my family, for my kids, just for everyone in general. So,
how would you describe yourself as a human being?
Compassionate. I can adapt to pretty much everyone else's thoughts and actions and help them if needed. So,
describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I came from a really loving family, and I think going back to the last question, that really shaped who I am too, that my family is very compassionate for me and I am likewise with them, so that's some trait I hope to pass on to my future family as well.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else, and if so, how did you develop this attribute?
Ability to read others. People watching is a great skill of mine, I think, and it's just something I love to do, and whether it's a stranger or someone I know, I think I can help them out.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
Honesty. If you can't trust them, then that's all that really matters. That if you trust the person, you can really be with them and tell them anything. And if you can't, then, well, you can't. So,
what quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
Sound like a broken record. Again, my how compassionate I am, that if you come to me with a problem or anything like that, that I can be there for you. The thing I like the least is I think I'm a little too hard on myself. I think a lot of people are like that, though, but I just need to ease up on myself a little and realize it's not as bad as it could be, so.
What quality would you most like to see flourish, and which would you like to see wither?
Quality I like to see wither is anxiety. Again, I'm a little hard on myself, and that causes anxiety, and I like to see that wither a little bit.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
If you don't try hard, don't try at all. That I don't like to go in just half doing something, that you just want to dive in and give it your all.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
My favorite is around the table playing cards. Mm-hmm. My family's very close, and we're playing cards, but we're also talking and joking around, and that's just a great time where you can have all the kids, all the parents, cousins, everyone just relaxing and joking with each other.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I was 7 years old, and my grandpa gave me my first fishing pole. It's just something we love to do together, and I was close with him. And when he gave it to me, we went out that day, and it was still the best present I've gotten.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I was just very active, like most kids should be. Again, fishing and just general shenanigans out with all my friends.
What is your favorite book, and what types of books do you enjoy?
My favorite book of all time is Hatchet. It is about a kid that got lost in the Canadian wilderness, and he had to adapt to that lifestyle, and he eventually got recovered. I enjoy all nonfiction books, books about the mafia, just basically anything that's like a phenomenon.
What is your favorite word and why?
My favorite word probably has to be anti-disestablishmentarianism. It is the longest non-medical word in the English language.
What was the last book you read, movie you saw, or sporting event you attended?
The last movie I saw was called The Box. It was an awful movie, and don't recommend it. And the last book I read was a James Patterson novel.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
Hobbies, golfing, fishing, taking my dog swimming.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes. There is a movie called Eurotrip, mm-hmm. And the lead character of that, they say that I'm his doppelganger.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
At my last job, I worked with a very good friend, and I caught him stealing, and I had to weigh whether I would turn him in or whether I would let it slide. So I really had to play that out in my head for quite a few weeks.
Choose a prominent person, either living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would have to say Bill Clinton. He's just a fascinating character. He's very smart. He's very charming. So just to sit down with him and pick his brain, would just be exceptional.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I would have to go back to my first fishing experience. Again, just because I was fascinated by the water, and even though we caught tiny little fish, I thought it was the biggest thing ever, and it was just a great experience to have with my grandpa.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Asking my last girlfriend out. I didn't want to, and I'm glad I did. It was a very big risk, but it was one that was rewarding.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you? And if so, in what way?
Just the scientific phenomenon of the universe, I guess. I know it's a little broad, but just how it's ever expanding and the foreverness of it, I just can't wrap my head around that.
Have you ever experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your percepts about it.
It is an epiphany. I went to school for hotel restaurant management, and one day I woke up and just knew that that's not what I wanted to do. Working in a restaurant is something I did not want to do, and it was a good epiphany because it led me in a different direction.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Golfing.
Where would you like to be the most?
Augusta, Georgia, playing the Masters course.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My mother.
What is your approach to life?
Again, like I said before, just giving it your all. Don't go into it thinking you're only going to get half of it out of it, that you're not going to get anything out of it. So approach life, live life to its fullest.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? And how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Probably my last company that I worked for went belly up. I was very successful there and just came out of the blue. So I was without a job for a little bit. And the perspective it gave me is just, you know, don't take anything for granted, that it can be taken away from you.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Well, I've had a lot, and it's just giving back. Just when you get to see the looks on the people's faces when you volunteer, it really is the most rewarding thing you can have.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yes, it was Monopoly, and I was ruthless at it.
Who is your favorite actor?
That would be Tom Hanks.
What is your favorite dinner?
Pork Wellington.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
First time rock climbing. I didn't have the appropriate gear, and we really didn't have a lot of safety equipment with us, so it was pretty exhilarating, but pretty stupid.
What is the first thing that you do in the morning?
I give my dog a hug and a kiss.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I really wish I could fly.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Well, I've been in sales my entire life, and again, it sounds a little cliche, but just making sure that people get what they want, that you convince them that this is what they need, and it really helps solve a problem for them.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be, and why would you choose this career?
I would be a baseball player. I love baseball, and it's something I wish I would have furthered on, but it's just a passion of mine.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing with work, family, travel?
I would have my own real estate appraisal company. Hopefully a wife with two kids, and I don't know if there's going to be a lot of time for travel, but yeah, if we could travel, that'd be great.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
A romantic evening. Cooking dinner for her, going on a walk, laying out on a golf course under the stars.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Again, I have to say honesty, because if you can't trust your mate, then you shouldn't be with them.
What is the nicest thing you could do for a significant other?
Listen.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
One of my friends and my cousin as well had trouble conceiving kids. I thought it'd be just a good way to give back to them and help them out. Well, not specifically them, but people in their situations.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4520.